Dictation for Brian, Bryan McFalls, MCFALLS, August 1666. Address as a letter to Dr. Abid, A-B-I-D, Khan, K-H-A-N, Dear A02-5083. Dear Dr. Khan, follow-up for Mr. McFalls, who has diabetic nephropathy, advanced stage 4-5, underlying hypertension. He's been in the hospital multiple times since the last visit in March with COPD, CHF exacerbation, plus minus pneumonia. He came non-scheduled visit to discuss about potential dialysis. He already has an AV fistula. He acknowledged not following a fluid restrictions and easily drinking 100 ounces or more of liquids. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, denies diarrhea, bleeding, denies infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, no decrease in the urine output. He's off smoking, no purulent material hemoptysis, has dyspnea at rest, as well as on activities, orthopnea PND. Prior abdominal surgeries, including appendix and a hernia repair with a mesh. He has completed antibiotics and prednisone medication review. I want to highlight vitamin D125, FASLO, P-H-O-S-L-O, Coric, Norvas, Lasix, Hydralaxane. On diabetes cholesterol management, on inhalers, completing antibiotics, recent doxycycline, Cefdinir, C-E-F-D-I-N-I-R. Today, weight 190, stable since March. Blood pressure runs 168-85. COPD abnormalities, some prolonged inspiratory phase, no wheezing, no RALS, no gross arrhythmia, no ascites tenderness, minor edema, normal speech, non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, May 14, elevated white blood cell count, probably steroids, anemia 13.1, normal platelet count, GFR is around 19, high BUN 112, creatinine 3.5, a normal sodium potassium acid base, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4, near 5, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, AV fistula already open and ready. He's interested on peritoneal dialysis. He needs to be more careful with fluid restriction. He would like to wait longer before starting dialysis. He will do chemistry on a regular basis, continue vitamin D125 for secondary hyperparathyroidism, continue phosphorus binders for mineral bone abnormalities with kidney disease. There has been no need for EPO treatment or blood transfusion. Present potassium acid base appears okay. Underlying smoker and COPD changes, recent antibiotics and steroids explaining the high BUN. I discussed with him the peritoneal dialysis catheter can be placed in advance under the skin. We call it embedded. And when the symptoms develop, can be exposed, minor procedure in the office without the waiting time for healing, going straight into education. There has been recent episodes of atrial flutter with rapid ventricular response, COPD exacerbation, congestive heart failure exacerbation, His ejection fraction is 40% with diastolic dysfunction and no significant valve issues. He is willing to proceed with this catheter. All questions answered, prolonged visit, end of dictation.